I'm hanging out with some special guests on this Keep It 100 segment, the super group. My childhood. In fact, like my teenage years, I just tell you what, before Christ, and even now that I'm married 12 years in, we still utilize Silk. It's in the studio.
You're using that thing the right way. Using that music the right way.
Listen, it is such an honor to hang out with you guys, and I heard it, and I don't know if it's a rumor or not, but 25-year anniversary coming in March. In those 25 years, man, I just want to hear some of the most amazing stories. You all have traveled the world, but is there one story that sticks out to you that says, that really just comes to your mind like, man, this was the most amazing show, or an embarrassing moment that comes to mind in these 25 years?
I think I would have to say the moment when we really realized that we had arrived in the music industry was, I'd have to say it was when we were in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And we were had gone over to do in-store at this little record store.
Yeah.
That was in Amsterdam, and they drove us up. And we were driving up. It kind of looked like it was a outdoor concert or something like that. Yeah. Like, you know, looked like it had to be thousands of people out there, right?
Yeah.
So we drive up, and it's a small radio station, and they get us in, and then the building starts shaking. Y'all remember that?
I do.
And the building starts shaking, and then it just went rampant, and we couldn't even stay. We weren't in there 5 minutes. They had to.
It was a flimsy building.
They had to throw us one by one back into transportation.
Because they were trying to come through that building.
Yeah, man.
To get the sip. It had to be a meeting in your bedroom that maybe had to.
We weren't even there yet. We were still, it was on the first album with the Freak Me and Lose Control and all that stuff. So we hadn't even gotten to that talk. No, I think for this platform, my favorite story was our background. We all came from the church.
And, I heard you all were a quartet first.
This group has had many transformations. Three piece, four quartet. And then, like, when I met the group had six guys in it. Yeah. I competed against the group first time I met them. And they had six guys. Second time I saw them, they were quartet.
Yeah.
So the group has had, you know, many transformations. My story was in my church, you know, they Gary from the church, he and the group Silk, and they made it big. They had a church diocese convention. They done pulled the TV out and set up everybody coming to watch BET to watch Gary's new video. Lord, the song was Freak Me.
Family, listen, can I keep it 100 with you? I'm hanging out with Silk, and I wish you could see it. Make sure you follow us. Like, it's me. I'm in the middle of all the Silk, and I look like a member because we all got on black. We all got on black, and I would hit a note, but my me's and ya's ain't like they used to be. But you all have a big show coming to TV1, the Unsung series.
Indeed.
And I'm excited to watch it this Sunday, and I'm sure the nation is too. What's one thing that people may find out about Silk that they did not know by watching this Unsung?
It comes on February 18th.
There you go. There you go.
You're going to have to watch and see.
Yeah.
Oh, greatest network ever, TV1.
A lot of people wonder about our relationship with Keith Sweat and how we went from being with him to not being with him. Right. I think it'll be an insightful opportunity with that.
Yeah.
Some of the people who were instrumental in our lives include Sonya Norwood. Brandy's mom.
Yeah.
So there'll be some people who tuned in. She was our manager at one point. So I think more than anything, Silk fans will appreciate being able to follow the journey and hear certain songs or hear certain stories from certain people and go, oh, yeah, that's what was happening then. Oh, yeah. Chris Tucker being a part of the show. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Chris Tucker, he went to high school with a couple of the guys in the group.
Wow.
See how you're reacting to little things, little details that you didn't know that you get the opportunity to find out about if you check in. Unsung, Sunday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. 112 is on there, big enough. It shows a lot of love, so it's a good look for it.
Indeed, family, listen, when we come back, more with Silk, because they got a tour and they will be coming to a city near you. And I want to make sure to all my couples and my serious singles, you get an opportunity to experience this 25-year anniversary. Woo. Them boys looking good, too, ladies. hey, no play. Them brothers in shape, too, ladies. Fellas, make sure you bring your ladies out. TV1 will be displaying all of the ups and downs and all of the stories of Silk. And you do not want to miss it. It's happening on TV One this Sunday. You don't want to miss this story. It's two things that happens from a story. You get a chance to be entertained, and you get an opportunity to be enlightened. I believe their story is going to inspire you. I got to keep it 100 with you, fellas. This 25-year anniversary, I'm a little excited about it.
Us too, man. We are too. We're very excited about it.
You know, to have a homecoming show in your hometown is a big deal.
Right.
I mean, we went from talent shows here in all over town in Atlanta to basically stages. Like
the churches
said.
Also.
We were a church group in Atlanta. Yeah. We was called Silks, and when the preacher called us up, he said, we're going to call up the Silks.
The Silks.
So they
You know, it's just these whole 25 years been a blast for us. It went really fast, and I can't wait to do the life story so we can tell all the details of everything we ever done. Right.
Indeed. Silk in the studio with me. You know, coming from R&B and hip hop, like I was signed to Universal, I was signed to Warner Brothers, and I had these amazing songs, and I could just remember one night, I'm in Memphis, it's about 3,000 people, and then all these kids start singing my Lay Your Body Down song, and it wasn't for the kids. Has there ever been a moment while you're out and you see like somebody singing the song, you like, wait a minute, hold up, time out, I didn't know that. Was there ever an aha moment like, God, is this really what you want me to do? Was there ever a tug of war, a struggle? Because I had a struggle. And I just jumped off and went broke, and then the Lord restored. But, like, was there ever a struggle on the inside of you with, what God was wanting you to do, or you felt like he was calling you to do something? Were you ever in a crazy place?
You know, for me, it's something that I have always inspired and wanted to do. So, I mean, I just think every moment, you know, well, at least most of our moments have always been, you know, aha moments for me just because... You know, this is something I've always inspired to do. Yeah. You know, but it's a couple of moments that stick out that make you like, you know what? This is something serious. This is surreal. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's just been a beautiful ride, man. It still is. And I can't even really say enough. It's just, I'm overwhelmed, you know, a whole lot.
Just last question. To a person right now, because you all have been able to keep your life intact and travel and do all the things that you're doing, to a young man right now who may feel like, you know what, I'm good at church and I love it, but I do have a gift that I really want to share on a broader scope. Mm. Like, what advice would you give to that aspiring artist right now?
Jesus went down in the trenches to get his disciples. So, you know, there's a realm for everybody to be able to spread the message. You know? And some of us may, like, for us, for instance, you know, we have people coming to us all the time. You know, you really inspired me, you know, to do this. And it's a certain way that you can do it as to where, you know, it gets to the real reason why we're all here today.
My favorite group of all time, Silk, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, it's a pleasure, man.
Family, listen, make sure that you support the tour, 25th anniversary. Right. And this Sunday, I would be remiss if I didn't remind you to watch their story on TV1. I believe you're going to be inspired by all the things that they overcame. And to see them now still feeling good, looking good, and life going well, I appreciate your gift, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Having us,
thanks for having us, man.
Yes, sir.